Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, June the 2nd, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stove.
And tonight on Studio 7, we are going to talk about the 2018 election campaign.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the 2018 election campaign.
President Robert Mugabe has kick-started a series of rallies across Zimbabwe in a bid to win the key youth vote ahead of the 2018 general elections next year. The first rally today was at Rutaka Stadium in Marondera, east of the capital. Mr. Mugabe is planning to hold 9 other rallies in other provinces this year. He has been in power since 1980 and is due to run again in 2018 at the age of 94.
Meanwhile, MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai has also dispatched the members of his National Standing Committee, members of parliament and other party officials for a rural campaign blitz ahead of the watershed general elections. Other parties that have also hit the road include the National People's Party led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, the People's Democratic Party led by Tendai Biti, and also Transform Zimbabwe led by Jacob Ngarivume.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming on 3 of our Facebook platforms, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
Of course, we want to hear from you, our listeners. The President Robert Mugabe touched on a number of issues in Marondera today that include the land reform program, and he said there are about 73 remaining white farmers in Mashonaland East, and they are going to lose their farms. And he also promised to give the youths land to build houses. And the president also talked about factionalism in ZANU-PF. This is very interesting, Gibbs, because last night at a function held by SAPES Trust, Higher Education Minister Jonathan Moyo actually attacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who many say might actually succeed President Robert Mugabe. But Professor Jonathan Moyo said, the most senior official is Dr. Sydney Sekaramai, who happens to be the Minister of Defense. Of course, you know, this has also raised a lot of questions. And we also want to discuss that as the election campaign hits fever pitch.
And some critics are saying that Generation 40 were using the president's wife as a decoy. Yet there are some people in the, you know, behind the scenes. And one of them could be Dr. Sydney Sekaramai. He has been there for years, since independence, by the way. So, guys, we look at the access to this token when you are living in the ZANU-PF. Lamplanje, umongameli mkabe, kati kuna ngale marondela. Ulapotaboka kuna blessings ya wazi. So, kase kuna ngale. So, ukulumezi wili ndo zinyenga kulu. Okunye wankona kulume ngaku president, kuti usakinile. Umzimba, watu pepona zanu wiki. Kuti ngashayi million match, wais hama befagi zandles kwa meni. Es hamela titi. Abantu bachala uva, umtala lukisa pila. So, okay, ukanyu utukinile, uyangena kuketo. 94 kwa kunjalo. Skuluma nje umonga meli we MTCT. Sikazele la unge nema tuini. Utabu abonte genzani. Kuzobuya ke unkosa Joyce Mchuru. Same thing. Ungakangela ke labo tinda ibiti labo sebe kona ngale. So, loko yuko kutuwa ngezikiwa election season. Sikazele for it.
Of course, Gibbs is interesting that, you know, I hail from Marondera. That's my constituency.
Yes.
And people are saying that, you know, from last week when they knew the president was coming, they were repairing the roads and all that, you know, sprucing up the town, which of course the first lady took exception to, to say that you cannot just work because the president is coming. I mean,
it should always be like that.
Exactly. Ongo hamawadiwa nasi makasununguka kakuti munge mchipinda mchirongwa tichitaura nezwe kutanga kwe kutsvaga rutsigiro. Vamwe vakapinda mundimakare vana MDC vanga vari kuma reserva uko vatsvangirai vakambotendera matunhu akasiyana siyana vachitaura nevatsigiri vavo nevamwewo nehumwe hutekwa tekwa kana kuti maopinion leaders matunhu akasiyana siyana. Amai Mujuru vanga vari kumasvingo kunana Chitungwiza kunana March Central uko vachitsvagawo rutsigiro. Vabiti nevamwe ndizvozvo vari kutendera tenderawo. Saka tira kunzwa kuti muri kuonawo sei idzo nyaya dzekutanga kutsvaga rutsigiro musarudzo dza 2018
Agibs. I think we're joined by our first guest, and that is Honorable James Maridate, Member of Parliament for Mavoko Tafara Constituency. Honorable Maridate, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, and thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much. Hey, pleasure. I think you can
Honorable Maridate, let's start with these rallies by President Robert Mugabe. He was in Marondera today. What is your take on some of the things that he was saying there?
Look, I listened to part of it. Well, part of it was actually a lot of nonsense. So you, I didn't have either the strength. The strength or the patience to listen to it, because when the rally was advertised, they said it is a rally to enable the president to meet young people so that he is able to understand their expectations. If you are a leader of a country and you have been in power for 37 years and you still do not know the expectations of young people, then what are you doing as a leader? You must be at home looking after goats or herding cattle if you don't know the expectations of the youth that you lead. Because in terms of demography, the youth constitute the single biggest portion of our population. And for anyone to claim that they've been in power for 37 years and they still, 37 years later, they will still want to go out and try to understand the expectations of the youth, I think it is an insult to every intelligent Zimbabwean.
Gibbs. So, but looking at how issues are normally run in ZANU-PF, we know that there's some kind of factionalism, but at the same time, your own party is going out, you know, just trying to reach for the public's kind of assistance in winning the next elections. So, but Mr. Maridate, do you think that you are going to do a great job this time around? And how are you going to protect the vote if you win? You know, because this is very crucial.
I think let me get a few things straight here. MDC has never lost to ZANU-PF. Since 2000, someone must come and tell me when MDC lost to ZANU-PF and by what margin, and then we can start talking from there. But MDC has never lost to ZANU-PF. The way we've won against ZANU-PF ever since the launch of this party in 1999, we got into the first election in 2000, MDC has never lost to ZANU-PF. And President Mugabe himself, by his own admission, in the ZANU-PF rally, he said Morgan Tsvangirai beat him by 73%. By his own admission, it is ZANU-PF rally. And so there's no one who can vouch for MDC's winning except President Mugabe himself. So come 2018, we are going to crown ZANU-PF in exactly the same way that we've crowned before. But the crucial question is, how do you protect our vote? But not only how do you protect our vote,
I think your phone is breaking a little bit. Are you traveling? Yeah, okay, I think let's call him back. What do you think? Yeah, so how could you lapa ke umnumzana uMaridate ukuthi ubona azani ibandla leMDC lizanqoba ke ibandla leZANU-PF uthi vele ibandla leMDC kaleza ke linqotwe ngelezano uthi kwenzakala 2008 abantu bakubona kuzaphinda iyaphindaphinda emhlolweni. So ke uyakhuluma sibili ukuthi abakwenzayo kathesi ukuthi kumele bangene ebantwini bebona ukuthi bangayenza njani. So kungakunjalo kwefoto.
Mhm. Onguka hamwadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera hongo nare dzinenge dziri kuti nesei asi musa ore moyo munofanira kuti murambe muchifona kuti tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu nenyaya yekutsvaga rutsigiro yatanga munyika iyi. Gibbs our first guest is Honorable James Maridadi Mabvuku,
yes.
Tafara MP. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we're having problems with this line there, but hope we'll be able to get him again continue our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbs.
I think we've got our second guest, and that is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. He's a political analyst based at Huddersfield University. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Sibanda, President Robert Mugabe has launched his campaign today, and he was talking to the youths. And one of the issues that he touched on is, of course, the issue of land, and he said that he's going to avail some pieces of land to the youths. And one of the youth leaders, Kudzi Chipanga, actually said that Mr. Mugabe is a life president, and if he dies, they would rather go and conduct cabinet meetings and Politburo meetings at the Hero's Acre, where he would be interred. What is your take on that?
I think that the issue of land in the 2008 election is not going to be as important to the bulk of the population to many Zimbabweans. And that I think the issues that are going to be important are issues relating to the economy, and people or opposition members will make good references to the introduction of the of bond money and how that failed catastrophically. So I think that the president is in many ways hitting the wrong target here on this one. And that that message certainly does not anymore resonate with the bulk of the voters, people who are going to be voting in the coming in the 2008 elections. I think the president is still stuck somewhere in the 1970s, 1980s, and early 90s, where it was important to always talk about land. I think that people have accepted that he got an opportunity to carry out a land reform program, and that if at all anything was done, that has passed. So I think the president needs to recalibrate his message quite a lot if he's hoping to make a huge difference, or at least to, if he's hoping that the message is what is going to win him the election. What we don't know for a fact is whether or not messaging and campaigns are really what ZANU-PF relies on in order to win an election. It could be that they rely on other things, and therefore messages and messaging is just cover up for another process that happens behind closed doors, as many people have claimed in the last 30 odd years. So as a matter of fact, I don't see that message as resonating with the many Zimbabweans who are suffering with or without without land.
Mm-hmm. I think Honorable Maridadi is back. Gibbs.
Mm. Honorable Maridadi, are you there now?
Yes, I'm there.
I think you can go ahead and ask him in short.
Maridadi, tiri kutarisa iyo nyaya yekuti vamugaba vatanga kutsvaga rutsigiro. Asika, vamwe vari kuti chinoita kuti imi vanopikisa muomerwe nesarudzo idzi inyaya yekuti hamuna kubatana. Muchiri kutaura nyaya yekuti mungabatane sei idzo sarudzo dzasi kubera padhuze.
Politburo chinogara ku Europe ikaikoko takakombedza kuti vari kuita meeting
mukabinet wakitwa cabinet kuirozi eka kuwakakomberedza guva renyu nokuti hakuna munhu anokwanisa kutonga nyika kana emusipo izvozvo ndizvo zvinokuratidza kupererwa kwezanu PF kuti president Mugabe anogarapo achiteerera zvimwe zvekutungana kwembudzi zvakafanana neizvo zvokuti unonzi nyangwe kana wafa tinenge ti unenge uri president kuti nyangwe kana wafa nokuti kana even handisanambonzwa upenzi hunenge hunoitwa mapfukudzo aichipanga pane chirongo choti president Mugabe is surrounded by sycophants vanhu vanenge vasina kukuwana mupfungwa dzavo vanotaura izvozvo ndi president Mugabe acho achisekerera regai ndikutaurire zvimwe zviri payoutube zvataurwa neaimbove mukuru wemayouth ezanu PF anonzi Senengamo ataura kuti president Mugabe munoenda inini makaenda kumasvingo mukanosvika vanhu 6000 ezanu PF vakati president Mugabe ha inini njere ndimunokwanisa kutonga Zimbabwe nesendera komiti navanhu 300 zvikanzi vanhu 6300 vari kudaro but Zimbabwe ine vanhu 15 million pa 15 million vacho 4-5 million vari mudiaspora vamwe 15 million vari kunzogo muri kuziva here kuti vari kufungei nezvenyu ndobvaenda achinoti inini chakaita kuti mukundwa ramogan tsvangirai muna 2009 ndechekuti 2008 ndechekuti vanhu havachakudai nokuti vanhu vachanuka chingoverai maoko vari mucentral committee imomomo sei muchimboziva zvavanotaura vaakubuda mucentral committee imomo vamire vavairi vaviri vatatu vatatu vanenge vachitaura kuti uyu mudhara achaita uyu nekuti hakuna munhu ane pfungwa dzinotora zvakanaka ari kunga ri president Mugabe achiri kukwanisa kutonga nyika kana kuti uri munhu anofungwa ri president achiri kukwanisa kutonga nyika vamugabe unofanira kutorwa woendwa nekuna chiremba wonoongororwa sezvandirofunga kuti kuri kuongororwa unofanira kuitwa mufanana anonzi kudza ichipanga pfungwa dzake dzinofanira kuongororwa kuti achiri right here kana achitaura kuti even kana mafa hapana umwe munhu ane zita nokwanisa kuita maballot paper zvaakuratidza kuti pfungwa dzake hadzisina kutora zvakanaka izvozvo ukabatora message ukabatasa message inotaurwa napresident Mugabe vari kutaura izvi zvokuma70s nekuma80s ndoko vakatendi vakamira kuma70s nema80s ezvinezvi tiri muna 2017 taakutaura nyaya dzeict taakutaura nyaya dzemaleptop ari kubva rinopinda mudzindege ndo nyaya dzatiri kutaura ezvinezvi ivo president Mugabe achikutaura zva1975 ndosaka uchiona kuti kumarokesheni kwatinokurira una mabhuku tapara kwakaiswa mvura yemupombera ian smith muna 1969 president Mugabe vaita kuiswe kutegwa migodhi kuiswe mabhoho nokuti vatiri kuma 1979 havasati vadzoka kwatiri kunaatinawo muna 2017 vadzokera kuna 1975 kwavaiona zvibhorani kwazvimba nekwavaiona vanhuvachira mvura yemugodhi ndokwavarindo vadzokera president Mugabe zvinotora mukomana wechitiki anenge kudza ichipanga watinofunga kuti kana achitaura anotaura pawhatsapp anotaura patwitter anotaura pafacebook anotaura neemail aakutaura zvinhu zvidodzora na 1975 unobva wanzwa urombo hunotyisa asi pfungwa dzake mukomana dzofanira kuti dziongororwe kuti achiri right here
tinotenda honorable Maridadi rambai zvenyu muri parunare Gibbs
so stand kuti sikorisa vantu kuti ama live streams zethu ngana hambi kuhle so our live streams are not performing well at the moment so be patient with us I think we're going to handle that as soon as possible we are rectifying that kind of a problem yes ulukandaba kwanzane ke ama live stream ethu ngane achayi kahle kodwa siyabuya kini buye kuwe baba Spanda so nxa sukangele sibili umongameli kasukangaza esele mnyaka engaka ungathi ningakhona kuza nqeda njani Zimbabwe
angiboni kukhona ukuphumelela okungatholakala kuZimbabwe ngokuthi upresident ekhankasa ngoba kukhanya vele akathesi ufika kulesi sikhathi i-term of office yakhe eqalise ngo-2013 sibone ngani uyithwale nzima ukuthi ayiqede kahle ngakho khonokho mbone ngani kutshengisa ukuthi i-term yakhe izakuba nzima kakhulu ngoba kukhanya hhayi usekhulile umuntu omdala sofanele ukuthi ngabe uyaphumula kakho segcekeni ke lokuthi ukukhankasa kwakhe lokhu uzaphumelela kanjani ukuthi alandele iprogram ezabe ibhizi ephuma etsholothwa ayengene elupane ayengene emzarabani echinoyo ezindaweni eziningi ezinjalo echivu mbonani khonokho kuzamthwalisa nzima kakhulu and nxa sikhangela ukuthi kusukela ngo-2013 ilizwe lisuke lathwala nzima kakhulu endabeni zomkhonomi endabeni zezikolo izikolo zaseZimbabwe seziwile indaba ezifanela zenzo zokutshengisa ukuthi upresident akasela ukuthi awazi ukukhokhelela izwe ngokupheleleyo njalo iparty yakhe ayikhanye iqhamuke phakathi kakhulu ukuthi ubukhokheli beZANU PF sobusuka kube zima kakhulu akho umuntu abantu fanele banandelise sekhona ukuthi iZANU silokunzima obukhulu kakhulu.
Yeah, so can you hold on there? What Dr. Nkululeko Sipho was saying is that because of his age, so the president may find it difficult to actually campaign. You know, holding rallies is very demanding in terms of somebody's health and so forth. So he says, it seems as if he may struggle with that.
Regai tende ku nemterero yekutanga vamakoni vari kuchekuti makadi. Aiwa tiripo haminoti fonenyi aikati here manje manje yatanga kuti pipi taurai tinzwa.
Yangaitwa vana kudza chipanga iya yekuda kukwidziridzwa sezvanoita kasikuere paakapinda aingotaura sezvikuita chipanga izvozvo mukuona izvozvi paava akwidziridzwa nekuda kwematauriro akafanana naachipanga chipanga munhu ari kudawo chinzvimbo zvekuti akwidziridzwa asvike pa
ndagara ndazviona kuti phone inenge inoti say there's that sound you know that beeping sound but basically we hope to get him back but what Mr. Makoni was saying is that you know in ZANU PF you are actually rewarded for praise singing is saying that that is exactly what the party's political commissar Xavier Kasuguri was doing praising Mr. Mugabe and the NC was promoted. So the same goes for Kudzi Chipanga, who said that Mr. Mugabe is going to be the life president, even making decisions from the grave. How? We don't know. Gibbs.
So now, Honorable Maridadi, doesn't this shock you when you hear some remarks by some MTC, ZANU PF activists who are taking Mugabe as you know, a person who is almost like God, you know? Doesn't this shock you somehow?
It doesn't shock us anymore because we have seen this over the years. One of your listeners who called to say look, Kasukwere was able to get a ministerial position for job because of praise singing. But what Kudza Chipanga has done, it has gone beyond praise singing. It now talks about not only praise, it talks about his brain. What kind of a brain does he have in his head? I think he needs, as I said earlier, he needs to be examined by a competent medical doctor. But not only that, for President Mugabe, a whole head of state and government and commander-in-chief of an army, to sit there listening to a young man who is telling you that also talks about his capacity to lead. It talks about his capacity. It means he no longer has capacity to lead. Because under normal circumstances, no leader, especially a leader of a country, would sit there and listen to a 34-year-old saying things like that.
Honorable Maridadi, there are some people who have got a conviction that the president is a man of the people. The president has done a lot for Zimbabwe. The president actually fought for land and he gave it to the people of Zimbabwe. How would you react to that?
President Mugabe has obviously done a lot for the country. And I'll tell you, he's done a lot. He's introduced potholes. There's no money. There are no jobs. There's no activity on the farm. The industries have closed, operating at 25% of capacity. He has done a lot of things, of course. And those are the things that he has done. President Mugabe's legacy is that of an economy which has died. President Mugabe's legacy is that of farms that do not produce anymore. President Mugabe's legacy is that of corruption in parastatals. President Mugabe has created a patronage system that is actually ensnared him. He's actually a victim of the system of patronage that he has created. And look at what Chipanga is saying. It will not be shocking, it will not be surprising that if President Mugabe does the cabinet reshuffle, Chipanga will get a ministerial post. And imagine a person, the caliber of Chipanga, running a ministry. It's a disaster. And that is the caliber of ministers that we have in this government. They are all disasters. But because they know how to lick President Mugabe's boots, they become ministers. It's not on merit.
Okay, let's bring another guest, the third one, that is Mr. David Ndlovu, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening.
I hear you.
Mr. Ndlovu?
What are you saying? Hello?
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yes, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's rallies. They began in Marondera today. And some are saying that Mr. Mugabe is too old. He must retire at 93 and wanting to contest the next election at 94. It's asking for too much.
Yes, I'm listening.
Yes, what is your take on that? Like what the opposition is saying, that Mr. Mugabe must step down?
You say the opposition. They are opposed to the party, so, or to ZANU-PF. So I don't expect them to support him because, like you say, they are the opposition. Now, in the first place. Secondly, you know, I still maintain that, look, our constitution says any person above the age of 40 mm-hmm. can may perhaps stand for presidential election. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say except up to what age.
Mm-hmm.
No, so if you are above 40 without any other limit and the people nominate you, the constitution allows you. So there's what you see. If you try and bar someone from contesting who's a powerful, you are actually acting unconstitutional because the constitution says any person a powerful doesn't each give the age limit. So Congressman Mugabe is not appointing himself; he's being nominated. He's a powerful. So what he's doing is constitutional.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Please do stay on the line. Regards to Remy Mterere, Ariku Botswana, Ogomkoma, Joseph Magadi.
Ndiripo, Baba Magadi, Jose.
Aiwa, Tiripo, Tipeo, Fungwa, Zenyu, Mkoma, Joseph.
Ndinoda kuti ndi taure ndaka isika peku pedisira pekuti wa Mugabe awaza wari kuita izi zvekukambe na kwa wari kuita izi. Kuwaraidza nguva chete uko. Paka pasina African Union kana kuti SADC ino monitor my elections aya vakatohwina kudhara vaMugabe wevanhu vatingatoti vari kukampena ndiwo maopposition parties avo wananaaninana vamwese avo ndo vari kutokampena chete iwavo uyuuyu akatohwina kudhara pasina izvozvezvo hapana imwe nyaya ndiri kuyeuka wani pamashure apo vakamboita musangano wavo wemararis awaya wakataura iwo kuti izvo kana nyika ikenge yaakuenda tinodeura ropa zvichireva zvakaitika pana 2008 pachizoita zvepamwe pamberi vachitotaura zvekuti izvo zvokuti hatimbofa takabvumira nyika yedu kuti iende saka izvi zvese zvatiri kuita zvedu izvi zvemaerection erections kungowaraidza zvedu nguva nekuda kubvaidza dzimwe nyika kuti tifungidze kuti tiri kuita maerection hapana zvatiri kuita ba kana tisina kunge takasunga tiine masimba makuru akafanana naAfrican Union ndokuti maelection edu aite free and fair.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Joseph. Dr. Asmanda, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Now, Dr. Asmanda, I think you heard Mr. Ndlovu saying that, you know, constitutionally, the president is still eligible to be elected president of Zimbabwe. So, at the end of the day, he says he's following the constitution, even if the body may seem to be weak, but he's doing what is supposed to be in the constitution. So, the question is, at 94, the president will be, you know, running maybe against some younger people, but he's expected to win, maybe, by some kind of large margin. So anyway, the question is, what do you think about age in this election? Is it going to be an issue at all?
I think it certainly has to be. It has to be an issue, and I hazard to say that I think Mr. Ndlovu is missing the point there in terms of his interpretations of the constitution or which sections or verses of the constitution he is willing to look at. There are various sections of the Zimbabwean constitution that do refer to the capacity of the president to run government and to do so effectively. And clearly, the president has spent in the last year has spent a lot of time in Singapore seeking medical help and has been less available in the country than he has been in countries where he seeks medical help. The president has been observed falling. The president has reduced mobility and so forth. And the job of the president is certainly very demanding, and President Mugabe will be the first to attest to that. And it does seem to me that there's a strong case that could be in a democracy, in a country that follows its laws, that could be put forward to suggest that, in arguing certainly that the president is no longer fit for purpose in terms of his health and capacity. So I think that merely referring to the section that says that specifies the age, and forgetting that there is a part of the constitution that talks about capacity to run a government is disingenuous and completely unfair. But I must give it to Mr. Lobo. I thought his answer was excellent when he said, look, the opposition is always going to say this. They are the opposition. I think that's a brilliant answer. It's a brilliant comeback. And also that perhaps the opposition needs to look at that that kind of thinking in order to have a very strong debate instead of saying pretty much the same things. We haven't heard anything from the opposition that's relatively new in terms of how you attack ZANU-PF, in terms of how you bring a new message. There isn't a live message that is coming out of the opposition, as it were. It is the same mundane stuff that we've heard over the past 20 years. It is as if the opposition itself has run as much out of steam as has ZANU-PF, and it doesn't look like they are prepared with an even better message going to the election. Ideologically, even, it seems to me as though that Mugabe is setting up a stage for a much stronger message, for a much for a message that will resonate not just with some voters in Zimbabwe who will stick onto it because they support ZANU-PF and they like President Mugabe or because they benefit from ZANU-PF, but will be liked by a few groups of Africans who think that Mugabe stands as an icon against Western imperialism and neocolonialism. So I think that the opposition needs to take a lift from how Mugabe is approaching issues and how he's started his campaign, even though that may not be his main standpoint or his main approach to this election. As we know, people accuse him of approaching elections using methods that cheat, such as rigging and so forth. But it seems to me as though his messaging is more mature and more and a lot more stronger ideologically.
Mm-hmm. Let's come back to you, Honorable Mardada. Are you still on the line? Honorable Mardadi?
Yes, I can hear you.
Some might actually say, why is it that the opposition is crying more than the bereaved? Why not allow Mr. Mugabe to run and then you can defeat him?
Listen, the issue is not about defeating Mugabe. Mm-hmm. This is what I keep telling people. The issue is not about defeating Mugabe. The issue is about getting the country working again. We cannot afford another day with this kind of policies. Just one more day of Mugabe in office is bad enough for all of us. So it's not about beating Mugabe at the next election, which probably will come in July or August of 2018.
Honorable Mardadi? That line is a bit problematic. Maybe let's go to
Baba Ndlovu. Yeah, Baba Ndlovu, we are still going to test the super election.
Ndabele.
Ye, ndlovu ngasikhangeleke abantu abanye bathi ye ukhuluma nje sibe nge-age siyakuzwa ukuthi uthi age akula ndaba ukuthi umuntu angakho konganani. But phela nxa usehofisini kamongameli Baba Ndlovu kumele ube umuntu oqinileyo phela akunjalo. Njalo nxa ukuthi kubuye umuntu omdala lokho eqhuba inhlelo zikahulumende akusoze kubisele iZimbabwe emuva khonokho. Ngicela umphendule imbuzo embili yale.
Okokuqala yena uyazibona ukuqinini ngoba it's not only udokotela belengiye ngathi wena usaqinanga akhona omunye umuntu ozihambela emgoqweni ngoba omunye umuntu ozibone ngani uqinile uyathathiye naleyo kagcinanga kokokuqala. Okwesibili, now i-constitutional right yomuntu wonke ukuthi a-constitutionalist ngasuke nguwali lokho manxa beninomnethile la ezizwa esifisa ukuthi abenzesi you cannot go there and challenge i-right yakhe. You can't. But laba abatibona physically kasenelisi i-constitution ngiziwe mnesi yayinelisi ku-ani nelisi ku-interpret ikuthi yenelisi ku-interpret because manxa sile motion enjalo yafake ephalamende yavuye eParliamente yena wayalela ngizakuthi baqondile but mangayi ngekukhozisile njalo even nalawa seParliamente where they all believe ukuthi is still capable and imajority yabantu eZimbabwe believe ukuthi is still capable it's the minority doesn't say we are saying is not capable.
So according to Mr. Ndlovu, you know, the people that claim that the president is not capable of running the elections are those who are totally opposed to him. But he says the majority are saying, no, let's go for it. You know, he's capable of running in the elections and he may win, you know. Yeah, so he says only a doctor can certify whether the president is capable or not capable to run in the elections.
But Mr. Ndlovu, at one time, President Robert Mugabe said if the war veterans tell him that he should leave, he will. And they told him, and he kicked them out of the party.
No, that's incorrect. No, he didn't say if the war veterans.
He said that in April. He said, addressing the war veterans, he told them that if you tell me...
Hello?
Yes, he told that to the war veterans.
All right, I want to explain this point. The war veterans, in their individual capacity, are members of the ruling party. The war veterans are an affiliate as an organization. They are affiliated to ZANU-PF. And an affiliate of an organization cannot detect what that organization must do. If an affiliate, if you are affiliated in an organization, and you believe that the objectives of that organization are no longer your objectives, you leave that organization. You cannot dissolve that organization just because your objectives differ. Because you are affiliated to that organization. It's not that the MPF is affiliated to the whole region. It's the other way around.
No, but we are talking about what the president said to the war veterans, that if they tell him to step down, because he said that is the most important organ in the party.
They don't tell him. What I'm trying to say is that if as members of ZANU-PF, they tell him to stand down, and the majority, what counts is the majority. He was not elected by those war veterans. He was elected by Congress. If they can convince Congress that he must step down, and Congress says so, then he steps down. But that's why what he meant.
Okay, let's go to Tina Mkoma Simba Makoni on the line. Magadi. Aiwa, tiripo, murudaku, tawarange, chirungu, kukuru, ma, chero, tawaraitins.
Adenda tunya tugura, dai zimbabu, yanga ya sunungu kanti gona chindewe, tina tanya nyotawarana wapan jufa. Mkutongo kutanto wakuna wapan jufa, ndio kuti iwo sei wachidikana Mugabe akuda kusvika panzvimbo ndopo anogadzira maroad for the past 4 years vangu vasingaoneri makombai. Then ndoda kubata nyaya yeland reform itaurwa naiwe vakuru ita vamugabe ava. Land reform ndo yakakonzesa situation yatiri mairi nhasi. And the whole world knows about that. Why is it he want to repeat? He's always repeating the very same mistakes. Last time takashandisa inonzi aizimachima azimari mangwe mapepa aya ataishandisa kuzimbabwe ayaya they repeated it again wakaunza bond note. So why are they repeating the very same mistake yavari kuona isiri kuzi all their tactics their bags are empty now. Chechipiri ndira kubata pane mukomana anonzi Kudzai Chipanga uyu. Kudzai Chipanga akangwara murume iyoyo because anoziva ndanzwa pane mukoma
Simba muripo here apa. Ay. My babu.
The phones are a problem today, eh?
My phone is not good.
Yeah,
we'll try to get in touch with Mr. Makodi and also Mr. Ndlovu. I don't know if he's back. But let's go to Dr. Sibanda. Are you still on the line?
I'm on the line.
Okay, Dr. Sibanda is on Skype, of course. Now, Dr. Sibanda, you heard what Mr. Ndlovu was saying, that, you know, even in ZANU-PF, the consensus is that President Robert Mugabe must continue. And, you know, people should not say he should step down. The majority of the people don't agree with him, blah, blah, blah. Hmm. Dr. Sibanda?
Yeah, I lost you for a moment there.
Okay, I was saying that you heard what Mr. Ndlovu said, that ZANU-PF members are confident that Mr. Mugabe can still deliver.
Now, I think that the biggest challenge with Zimbabweans is exactly that. You know, and I've repeated this statement over and over again in many fora, that a democracy is possible. A democracy is something that's achievable, and it is great. Constitutions are wonderful documents if they are good. But you know what? A democracy is as good as its people. The people of Zimbabwe have lost the will to look for leadership amongst themselves that is capable of leading them out of the terrible position that we find ourselves in economically, socially, and politically. In this day, everything that is human about us has been lost. We have lost confidence in ourselves. We have lost confidence in our systems. We are a people that live through corruption every single day. And that somebody is incapable of running the country seems to no longer matter. This is what Mr. Ndlovu is speaking to. He's speaking to the fact that his party doesn't seem to care whether or not President Mugabe can still run the country. He is certainly clear that that's in itself, the fact that the country is going down does not matter as long as elections and results can be manipulated, as long as electors, as long as the population can be manipulated to continue electing the same people, regardless of their failures, it really doesn't matter. Constitutions and laws aren't an end in themselves. They must be a means to the end. Mm-hmm. And they can be abused by those that are in power. It seems to me as though that those that are in power in ZANU-PF, in the Central Committee and in the Politburo, continue to abuse systems and power in order to maintain their positions and their ability to be corrupt, to run the country down. And I think that that's something that we should lay out and say, it really does. We know that they are abusing the Constitution. We know that they are abusing their own systems day in, day out. We know that corruption is rampant. It is now, I think, incumbent on the opposition. And I'm disappointed by Honorable Mardadi's comment that it is not about removing Mugabe, while at the same time he says that they want to get into power. Mugabe is the president of the current government. The opposition must prepare to do what it takes to try and change. I don't mean that one political party should necessarily win, but I think that there is certainly a need for change from ZANU-PF or from the leadership of President Mugabe, given firstly his age and his failure over the last nearly 40 years. And I think that's an important campaign message. President Mugabe has failed undoubtedly. No other leader has led his country to such levels of demise. And the opposition to be able to use that. And Honorable Mardadi must not be ashamed or shy to say that part of their agenda is to help President Mugabe retire. That must be an important part of the election process. And it must be something that he is proud to say, every Zimbabwean must be proud to say, we are humane enough to demand and desire that a 93-year-old man must retire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Honorable Mardadi, are you on the line? Honorable Mardadi? I think we might have lost him. Tinemwe mtereri va mapakame, Magadi, South Africa.
Tiripo magadi wa saga zedu.
Aiwa, tiripo muno kuluma, muno taura.
Andino taura, andino kuluma, but andino taura.
Okay, muno gona ngo sanganisa zwese taura itins.
Ndula kute na ngo zwari nuna nasa nda pinda ome chirongo. Andi jiti negu sumukira kwa wakuda wakita wa Mugabe muna ni 93 years achida kukambe na pama korana jitishida kutambura tu muna mnika ya South Africa na nasudai ayi tino wazwa shukuru asindu noti kuma opposition party nesu HB ayita hii kwati isa kubatana especially pa mako pa makambena cha ito korano ya po kambena ma election uti weda kuhina kana kusahina tizvirambe nokuti hakuna kwatinosvika zvokuti sizvakaitika 2008 zvokuti MDC yakahwina ndokubva patanga kurohwa vanhu kunzi vamugabe muofisi
zvichango zvaitika futi. And zvaitika vacharwa vanhu vobva vamugabe voramba vari muofisi vachida kuwana kuzosiyira mai mujuru. Of course vanhu vachiramba mai mujuru. Ndinoti haa kumhuri yeZimbabwe tikasasumuka hakuna kwatinosvika. Tikada kushakurohwa tagara tichingorohwa tichingourayiwa wana. Tichongosimuka tichingourayiwa takawanda kusvika nyika yedu yanaka. Ndo mashoko andinawo.
I want to tenda zvikuru vamapakame ku South Africa. Of course, Mr. Mapakami is calling for the opposition to cobble an alliance so that they can be able to challenge President Robert Mugabe's 37-year reign. Gibbs.
So I've got some messages on our Facebook pages. I think now the live streams are working a little bit. So there's someone, Madura, who says, Mr. Maldade, stop talking a lot of things that don't exist. Then he goes further to say, come what may, ZANU-PF is going to win in 2018. Then I've got Livingstone Felix Masango, who says, you know, he will win, Mr. Mugabe will win because he is loved by people. Then at the end of the day, he writes LOL. So which means maybe he's laughing as he's to scorn here. And then Samuel Madura responds and says, oh, whatever, you know. And then Moses Zinzombe says, I'm going to wait and see. I can't say what I'm going to do, you know, in the elections. And then I've got another message from Polite Kwakuba Mposa, who says, I'm watching you guys. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to watch you. And then Respect Ngube says, this is pure insanity. Zimbabwe should face the reality. Please, one of the days to still talk of land when our elders, women, children still succumb to this harsh economic situation. So let me go to Honorable Ndlovu. Honorable Ndlovu, are you there? Oh, Mr. Maldade?
Mr. Maldade is there.
Oh, Mr. Maldade, are you back?
Oh, we're talking about... No, only have,
okay, let's talk to Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu...
No.
Oh, he's gone
only
as well.
Dr.
Spanda.
Dr. Spanda, yes.
Yeah, so Dr. Spanda, let's talk about the alliances of these opposition parties. Maybe there are 50 of them. So far, so good. We've got 14 parties that have got... one kind of alliance, and then three others have got another alliance. So at the end of the day, does this not signal a big problem in the opposition camps?
I think that it does, and it does signal a great disarray in the political system and the opposition political parties in the country, where you have up to upwards of 40, 50 political parties meeting, and all these political parties attempting to get votes from the same electorate and a very small population of voters of just under 5 million. And, you know, that shows that our political system isn't about the management of the issues of men and achieving the greater good for men. It is about people thinking that politics is, in effect, an economic ladder. And I think that that's a terrible problem. But if you are making a direct reference to the upcoming 2018 elections, I think what is necessarily important is to note that it really doesn't matter how many political parties unite or are talking to each other. What really matters is whether or not the MDC, MDCT, MDC, and perhaps the party led by Mujuru are able to work together, including PDP, perhaps to a certain extent. Those three or four political parties are the ones that matter here. The rest of them are likely to be just individuals able to register themselves in political parties or have a far insignificant amount of following and will get a very minimal number of votes. But I do know, and we are aware, that this is going to be political gerrymandering, where you get some leaders of these larger political parties or more established political parties saying that they're in alliance and claiming that the alliance with some parties that are obscure or hardly out of the paper they're written on, and then claiming that they would like to go it all out like that. This talks to the comments recently by the president of MDCT, Mr. Tsvangirai, who was claiming that his alliance is now going to include other organizations, voluntary organizations that are not necessarily in the political fray or looking for votes. That is dangerous. It is gerrymandering to the extent that one can then claim that they have actually tried to build an alliance. The only alliance that will matter, the only alliance that any leader who is worth their salt can talk about, can stand up to the people of Zimbabwe and talk about, is an alliance between the 3, 4, 5 major opposition political parties. If they're talking about anything else, let them shut up, because they are making fools out of Zimbabweans. And if Zimbabweans continue to be hoodwinked by this, who want them? They can't sustain any democracy at all.
Thank you so much. Dr. Spanda is still on the line. So, do you have a caller, or I go for this caller?
You go for the caller, and then I think Honorable Maridad is back on the line.
Yes. Lo mnumzana ke umbongeni Sithole. Ukhona mpe kucungweni.
Baba Sithole, kunjani? Yebo, baba, ngiyakuzwa.
Ye, uphilile?
Ye, ngiyaphila. Ye, ngiyaphila, baba, ngiyaphila kakhulu.
Ye, ungathini ngodaba lolu, baba Sithole?
Eh, mna lolu daba lolu ngiyalubona lolu. Umgabe, abantu kakhulu, thina sisakhula iyouth kakhulu. Bangalandeli into zezanu-PF, bazame nje ukuthi nabo bazame ukuma ngento eyi-1 kuphela, cause siyahlupheka thina izinto ezizweni leZimbabwe. Siyahlupheka. Bangavumeli ukusetshenziswa izanu-PF, bangavumi ngisho nakancane. Noma izanu ingazama ukuthini, yenze kanjani, bangayilandeli. Bangathatha lokho abakuthathayo, uma ngabe bathiwa bathathe, but kodwa uma kusafika usuku lokhetho, bangamvoteli umgabe, cause sihluphekile kakhulu ngezanu-PF. Asisebenzi, asifundanga, sigcwele amazwe ngendaba yayizanu-PF. Akulanto eyiye ihamba ezweni leZimbabwe, kodwa masebefuna ukusebenzisa thina lo abantu nje bazame ukuthi bame ukuthi basebenzise izanu, bazame kakhulu thina ontanga, bangavumi into yezanu-PF, bangavumi, abayiyeke nje izanu-PF isebenzele njalo, balwe bona bodwa. Thina sikhontinye labo Tsvangirai, sibone ukuthi benza kanjani, sivotele bona, sibone ukuthi kuzamekani, sibone ngempela, ngoba lento le ingathi senkingeni kakhulu, izosifaka kwenye inkinga enye enkulu kakhulu kakhulu.
Ye, kodwa sibonile lamhla phela ngale emarondela, i-youth yokade ingani phela abatsha labo yibo kade engazani balungise, balungise umhlangano lowo. So ke khonokhu ukhuluma songani kuyaphikisana nakhona kade bekwenza.
Ukuhamba bangahamba kuphela, ukuhamba bangahamba, kodwa masofika usuku lwamavoti abantu bazama ukuthi bangamvoteli ngempela, ngoba sihluphekile kakhulu. Ngiyacela kakhulu nani libakhuthaze ontanga kakhulu ukuthi the day yokhetho abantu bazame ukuthi bavotele umuntu ewambonayo enguye uright, ongasikhuphe ebunzimeni lobesibhekane lawo, cause siyahlupheka kakhulu. Siyahlupheka kakhulu, and then le MDC nayo izama okokuthi isebenze kahle impela, babambane kahle, kungabi nomuntu ozogcinisa ikhanda laphaya. Kudingakala umuntu onguye o-right ozomela i-opposition party ngendlela e-right, imithe opposition. Cause ngoba siyahlupheka kakhulu ezweni lapha, bangamameli umgaba, abantu bazame nje ukuthi babambane, basebenze ngezweli i-1, siphumeni kulobunzima esibhekane lawo.
Hayi, siyakuza kakhulu ke mnumzana Sithole, khona ngapho-ke i-South Africa sibukule kakhulu baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga nam.
So his key point here is that you know, the youth should not support ZANU-PF. But apparently I was telling him that the youth actually organized that meeting that Mugabe was holding you know, in Marondera. So he says no, people are suffering, and you know, they should back Tsvangirai and others.
Let's go to Honorable Maridad. Honorable Maridad?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the Ford is a bit problematic, but you have an economy that is not performing well. Unemployment by some analysts is 90%. The country is a cash shortage. There are many things going against President Robert Mugabe, his age. But, you know, many political analysts are saying that the opposition is also very weak, and it has actually perpetuated that 37-year reign by President Robert Mugabe because of, you know, splitting and other problems.
Yeah, people could say that. I understandably so. But what I want people to know is that, as I said earlier, ZANU-PF has never won against the MDC. And this is public information. And the problem that...
But what happened in 2013, Honorable Maridad, you keep repeating that. Of course, we can give you 2008 and say Mr. Tsvangirai pulled out because there was a lot of violence. But some say you lost in 2013 fair and square.
That's... The people can say we lost in 2013, but what will people say about Nekuru?
What do people say about the coup?
But because were you able to prove that in court?
Sorry?
Were you able to prove that in court? That there were those anomalies?
Who owns the system? President Gad was running the election. And it is actually, you are in a soccer match. And we have a person who is playing for the other team with a whistle in his mouth as the referee. Mm-hmm. You have the fourth official as a substitute of one of the teams. You know, what do you expect? What the outcome of such a match is a foregone conclusion. But let me tell you, if President Mugabe won in 2013, how come it is not 16? If President Mugabe won in 2013 with such a huge majority, it was in parliament there, more than two-thirds majority, how come it is not 16? Why is it that soon after winning that election in 2013, he started firing people? President Mugabe will get into record books as a president who fired the biggest number of ministers soon after winning power. Mm-hmm. Soon after winning power, he fired his ministers. Why was he firing them? A person who has won an election by such a huge majority would then maintain peace and tranquility in the country. But the country has been on a road to destruction ever since President Mugabe won in 2013. Actually, the economy is worse off now than it was in 2008. Mm-hmm. And people can go ahead and say, look, the opposition is not telling us what they stand for. But I often say to people, what is it that the opposition can tell you that you cannot see yourself? You have five children in your house. Three of them are degreed, and they are not working. Your husband goes to work, and is not getting paid. What more is there for the opposition to say which people are not, which people can't see? We have universities turning out graduates day in, day out, and yet the job market is shrinking. Industries are operating at 25% capacity. So what is it that the opposition must say to tell Zimbabwe that things are not going right? Mm-hmm. All you need to do is go to your house and see what is happening in your own house for you to be able to say whether or not things are going okay. Mm-hmm.
But the problem is not that the people are not seeing you as an alternative. They are just saying even if we vote for them, it's more of the same. Are you able to sell your message to say, this is what we are offering, because it appears there's apathy and not many people vote anyway in Zimbabwe?
There's apathy because of what happened when MDC won. MDC won and the President Mugabe will not give up power. And then the President Mugabe coming in through the back door, through the inclusive government, which was negotiated by SADC and the AU and SADC. And that was very unfortunate. But Let me say this. People must continue to vote. The MDC is getting wiser. People must continue to vote, and the MDC is getting wiser. I think now our eyes are open. We are more aware of how ZANU PF is rigged. This is why we've gone for biometric voters registration and voting system. It is because we are trying as much as possible to beat ZANU PF at their own game. But let me assure you, there is nobody in this country who believes that President Mugabe is the right person to be running this country, including even Tshisekedi himself. That's why they want to fire him from the party. He has proved that beyond reasonable doubt that President Mugabe cannot be allowed to continue running this country.
Mm-hmm. Just 20 seconds, Dr. Sibanda, you want to respond? We have run out of time.
Yeah, I think it is quite telling that the opposition seems, as I think is evidenced by the approach that the Honorable is taking. The opposition doesn't seem to have a strategy at all. The strategy that says we're going to tell people that we won and yet we didn't go into power is like telling people that don't vote, we win anyway. I think it just doesn't work, and I think that it needs to be improved greatly.
Thank you, Dr. Sibanda. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally. And, of course, we want to thank you, Dr. Nkuleko Sibanda, Huddersfield University Political Analyst, Honorable James Maridadi, Mabuku Tafara, and we also had Mr. David Ndlovu, ZANU-PF Central Committee Member. Thank you to our viewers, our listeners, and those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and, of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producers and engineers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu, saying have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying enjoy this coming weekend.